With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Official Washington bids farewell to Jimmy Carter. The former president's state funeral just getting underway.
Precisely at 9 o'clock this morning at the U.S. Capitol. A former military guard brings the casket of the 39th president to the motorcade. The motorcade traveling westward across town to the heights of Massachusetts Avenue, the site of the Washington National Cathedral, where President Carter's state funeral is beginning at this hour. President Joe Biden will be eulogizing Mr. Carter at the cathedral during the service, which is beginning at this hour.
Correspondent George Williams says later today, plans for a small private service in Plains, Georgia, before Mr. Carter is laid to rest alongside his wife, Rosalind, in their hometown. Also at SRNNews.com, wind-driven California wildfires continue to rage in Los Angeles County. The death toll at least five, thousands of buildings, including many homes, destroyed as the fires ravage communities from the Pacific Coast to inland Pasadena.
Residents are fleeing from burning homes through flames, ferocious winds, and towering clouds of smoke. Actor Steve Guttenberg told Sky News what evacuations looked like in Manhattan Beach.
There were people in wheelchairs trying to get out who didn't have time to put their foot rests on. And we had to figure out how to pop a wheelie with these wheelchairs. There were little kids. There were mothers trying to find their kids. There were anxiety, panic attacks. It's terrible.
I'm Haya Panjwani.
Winter storm warnings, watches, advisories stretching from the southern plains to the southeast. Another winter storm cranks up. This is SRN News. Another reason to fear artificial intelligence.
The Sydney Morning Herald reports that doctors on Australian fertility clinics are beginning to use AI to decide which embryos will be used and which destroyed during in vitro fertilization procedures. The newspaper goes on to say that in most cases it appears that parents are not being informed that a computer program is making such grave decisions. Pro-life advocates have long criticized IVF for its destruction of large numbers of embryos. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A group of artists is complaining about a Florida law that requires government contractors to affirm that they are not engaged in a boycott of Israel. The measure has been on the books for years, but is now sparking concerns among some pro-Palestinian artists who want to be free to protest Israel and still get access to public funds. Florida is actually just one of more than 30 states that block government agencies from hiring companies that boycott Israel. This is SRN News. From Boston to Florida, authorities investigating two JetBlue incidents in as many days.
Someone on a JetBlue flight taking off from Boston's Logan Airport Tuesday suddenly opened an exit door and was quickly restrained by other passengers. The pilot's conversation with air traffic control caught on live ATC.
Yes, Howard, go ahead, JetBlue 161.
Just confirming that no one has left the aircraft.
That's affirmed. No one has left the aircraft. They've got him subdued in the back, just the slide has deployed.
Monday night, two bodies were found in the wheel well of a JetBlue plane landing at Fort Lauderdale Airport. Plane was traveling from JFK but had also been in Jamaica and Salt Lake City, according to FlightAware tracking. However, their identities are still unknown. I'm Julie Walker.
U.S. longshoremen have reached a contract agreement with ports and shippers. It averts a potential strike could have damaged the American economy. More details, SRNNews.com.